June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers off tonight. It's amazing. We're going a full five with you. And the Fan After Dark is getting set to take that broadcast baton coming up at 7. I see Freddie D in there already. And he's throwing heat in the bullpen. Holy cow. Looking forward to their show tonight. Here's Woolchuck with your proper round trip.
Still haven't seen anything about Wyatt Langford yet. Maybe we'll get more on that tomorrow. It's going to be a special weekend. Elvis Andrews getting inducted into the Rangers Hall of Fame on Saturday. We won't be out there tomorrow. We will be on Monday. We'll be back out at the Globe at Comerica Backyard. So come on out and say hello to us on Monday. Tomorrow night, Logan Gilbert, Nathan Eovaldi's back. Evo will be on the bump as that's a big one. That's two of the best. That should be a pitching gem right there. Big series against the Mariners. Mariners right now second in the AL West at 41-38. Your Rangers at 40-41, fourth in the American League West. You got to get two out of three here, boys. Got to go ahead and keep gaining ground and have an Evo back.
They got swept in Seattle, that's right, last time?
Yeah, and the Rangers haven't played well in Seattle.
Nope,
that's been, tough. So that's if you want to try and make up ground, you really got to do it at home.
Got to make it up.
Got to make it happen here. Not good news for Texas was we got the first wave of the All-Star voting out of the way. No Rangers advanced. And this is position players because the pitchers will be decided on by the coaches.
The Grom will be on that list.
Right? Yeah, I think they'll get a pitcher on.
They'll get a couple pitchers.
I don't think our fan base cares enough, you know, to really do the hard work and, you know, figure out you got to throw some a good group effort behind Josh Smith.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't think we have enough good players doing things. But
right now it's like Josh Smith would be deserving. Outside of that, there wasn't anybody. Like, Corey Seager was the highest vote getter. He was ninth among shortstops.
Didn't we have Jock Peterson in that?
Jock was 10th among DHs.
Wow.
And Jock hadn't played in, what, a month? And he wasn't. I mean, the start of the season was god-awful. Honestly, they've shown shots of Jock Peterson, and I like Jock a lot. All right? We got to have a good visit with him. His body's looking like mine right now.
Really?
That ain't good. All right, Jock. We need you to figure some stuff out right now.
Okay? He thought he was going to become the old heavy-set DH. And it's not working out for him.
Who knows? Maybe he comes back.
Give up, though.
And he just starts hitting bombs again.
He probably just needed another couple of weeks like Marcus Semien. He'll be fine when he comes back.
That's all it is. Yeah, he's a veteran player. He'll figure it out. The finalists, the American League finalist at catcher, Alejandro Kirk, and then Cal Raleigh. That's a no-brainer. First base, you got Paul Goldschmidt, Vlad Guerrero Jr. At second, Jackson Holliday, whom the Rangers just played with Baltimore, and Gleyber Torres. Third base is Bregman and Jose Ramirez. At short, Jacob Wilson and the hometown kid, Bobby Witt Jr. Your designated hitters, Ryan O'Hearn and Ben Rice. And in the outfield, Javi Baez, Riley Green. What a season for Riley Green. Stephen Kwan, Mike Trout, still making it as well. Speaking of Bobby Witt Jr., you mentioned this at the top of the show, Gavin, but he is going to be playing for Team USA in the 2026 World Baseball Classic. So the three names we know for sure, Aaron Judge, Paul Skeens, and Bobby Witt Jr. Let's go, Team USA. This is going to be badass. And his dad was a silver medalist back in 1984 in the Olympics when it was hosted in L.A. So pretty sweet. You've got father and son that are representing Team USA.
That is great. You know, and I just wonder, in light of what happened last night, and as we look at the rest of this summer, like, if Jacob deGrom is the best, do you want him thrown in that World Baseball Classic next spring?
Ooh. Yeah, I can't ever say, like, don't go play for your country. You know, like that's a tough one
but
for
you
me.
You don't want him to finish a no-hitter.
There's a big difference there. You did your job. You pitched seven innings for me. You were up 7-0.
There's some good teams out there.
There's a chance he gets hurt in the world.
Absolutely.
There is. Baseball. There is. If he decides he wants to go do that, I can't tell him no. I can't say you can't do that. And the same thing would have happened yesterday. He told me to go F myself. I don't want you to go back out, Jacob. He just said, screw you. I'm going back out. I need to have gone back out there.
You know what? I'd let him go back out there yesterday and try and finish that thing because you guys are going to give him six games off.
I don't think they're actually going to go six games. I don't think it's going to be that many. I think you're going to be stretching him out. And you're going to be giving him some extended rest here and there. I don't know what their plan is.
I'm worried that
games.
We're going to lose those six games because it's going to turn into bullpen day. And
well,
I guess we're getting better
for how good they've done.
I guess we're getting better at bullpen day, but
yeah.
But still, I mean, I every time he takes the ball, you got a shot to win.
You do. Well,
and
the good thing about this rotation,
check, we're 40-41, and we're fighting our ass off to try and get back in this thing.
But
right?
How good's the pitching been?
Pitching's been great.
Right, and everybody's been really, really good. I don't
think
the
pitching's been great with dudes not pitching some.
Yeah, so you know? I think really how good the pitching's been kind of makes you feel a little bit better at your chances, even if you give DeGrom some extended rest. It's the hitting that I'm like, man, DeGrom can go out there and pitch his ass off, and you're still going to lose a game because the hitting's not there.
Yeah,
that's kind of the big issue with this club right now.
I mean, if you can't hit, it's not going to matter.
No.
I think you got to manage Jacob DeGrom like you want him healthy for the next two seasons.
Yeah. I could see both sides to that argument.
He's the rare
DeGrom
Verlander
going.
That at 38, 39, 40, he's going to be as good as he was at 34, 35.
He's a master. He really is. His brain when it comes to pitching and the mechanics of it and then taking just a couple miles per hour off to be able to, like, hopefully that's helping the wear and tear on his arm throughout a season, like the extension. Like he was showing, I saw Jack Leiter, they showed a cut of the bullpen, and he's like showing Jack one of the pitches, like the extension that he's able to get on it. Like the wisdom that he's able to impart, hopefully, on the rest of these guys. That also could be a big reason what we're seeing here with the success of the arms. Maybe DeGrom behind the scenes has something to do with it, with the advice that he's been given. But Bruce Bochy was really highlighting the job the catchers have done as well. And I do think some praise should go to Jonah and Kyle Higashioka. Certainly not for what they've been able to do offensively, but what they've been able to do behind the plate and calling games. And both of them have been very, very reliable. They've been great with some young pitchers as well. And Rocker, Leiter, Jacob Latz, Higashioka's in his ninth big league year. Jonah Heim's in his sixth. They've been in sync. They've been complimenting each other well, said Boch. We just need to get the power for Higgy. Higgy had, 17, 18 bombs last year? I think he's got one right now.
He cleaned up in spring training. Every time I turned around, he was hitting a bomb.
It's like, what the hell's going on? So, look, Jonah, hey, he had a big hit yesterday. The day before, I believe he got a sac fly that was able to drive in Evan Carter. So there is something about the clutch at bat for Jonah. He's had a bunch of walk-offs in his career.
Sure.
But we need the power from Higashioka. We need that in the second half of the season from him.
There's definitely a possibility that we get all of this because you know while these players maybe not going to have career years, they can do way better than they usually do. And if it all happens at the same time, I don't think you have to give up on the idea of catching the Astros even though they're 7.5 up. But we might be heading for, the Astros have figured out how to overcome all the great players that they've lost from their championship dynasty, and they're now slowly starting to put it together. I mean, if they get 20 games over, Wolchuk, they'll be on pace for a 90, maybe 95 win season.
It's annoying.
It's a testament to them. Yeah.
It is.
It defies logic that they should be this good still.
I know, because on paper, I'm looking at that team, and I'm thinking, how in the world are they doing this right now? Especially with the injuries that they've had to the starting pitching. It's a big pain in the ass. And all of a sudden, you look up now, CBS Sports had an article of how damn good the Angels have been. And shout out to Ron Washington. I hope he's doing well health-wise. I know that was a little bit of a scare they were dealing with. But for the first time since they were 500 on May 23rd, the Angels are back to being a 500 team. They completed a three-game sweep of the Red Sox. Yusei Kikuchi was big. The win was their 7th in their last 10 games for the Halos and their 14th in 23 games in June. So they're sitting at 40-40. And
Rangers head there after this whole homestand thing.
I mean, that's another huge series when you look at this. Because I was thinking, okay, the A's and the Angels might fade. The Angels aren't fading.
No.
And their young guys, their first round picks, you go back, they've been clicking. I mean, Christian Moore, who they took in the first round, Nolan Shanuel, who was one of those crazy big league call ups. Like, the dude was in the minors for a month, and then in 2023, they're like, okay.
Oh, they just come on up.
Yeah,
they totally said, you know what, we're not going anywhere, and just started calling guys up.
They've all been playing it, but it's kind of working out for them right now. Yeah. Joe Adele, who's only 26, has 11 home runs in his last 26 games. He's been playing really well. Trout, of course, you know, is going to give them something, but it's been really amazing, and the rotation's been good. Tyler Anderson, Kyle Hendricks, Kikuchi, as I mentioned, and Jose Soriano, they've all started 80 games. No one's been hurt. Kikuchi's got a 2.79 ERA. Soriano's at 3.39 in 93 innings. They've all been good, and the bullpen has stepped up. Yep. They went in their first 40 games. They were 29th in ERA. They're now 6th. Strikeout rate, they were 22. They're now 8th. And they've got the best WPA in the sport right now. So your division all of a sudden is not looking very easy.
No, and I think that's key. Like, you can look at the Mariners series this week and say, okay, these are big games to catch them. You just need wins. You know, it's not necessarily about catching the Mariners. It's about being in a wild card position at this point. And, you know, with the Angels playing, are they, two games below 500, maybe just one?
No, they're back at it now.
You don't have many opponents at all.
No.
That are going to be soft enough to make up ground. You know, if this hitting does take off like we expect, I don't think it's going to be a problem at all. But if things continue, I don't think the Rangers are going to make the playoffs, Wolchuk. I think we'll just be in for more of the same.
It is Yusei Kikuchi, 469. It is one of the best names in all of Major League Baseball. Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Shout out to Ronald Acuna Jr. He's going to be in the Home Run Derby. Now, Atlanta's hosting, so he's going to represent the home team. It'll be his third career Home Run Derby. But I was kind of thinking, like, even last year when we had the All-Star Game in our own backyard, is the Home Run Derby kind of going the way of the slam dunk contest in a way? Like, we're just not as excited about it as we once were.
I mean, it definitely has lost some, but I think the Home Run Derby is pretty pure. I like how, you know, just whoever has the most home runs is the winner.
Seeing it live was pretty cool when the All-Star Game was here.
Last year.
I was standing up where we broadcast from and watching it. It was pretty fun.
The only thing that really stinks is when you don't get stars in there.
Right. Like, and that's, sometimes we don't. And like this year, I guess we're hopeful that we're going to get more stars. Like, is Cal Raleigh, is he going to be in there? I guess the O's first baseman, Ryan O'Hearn, could be in there. But, like, is Aaron Judge going to be participating? I don't know. Probably not.
You got to have him in Cal Raleigh. Otherwise, I'm not interested. You know, I always wanted to see Jordan in the dunk contest. And when Kenny Skywalker won it, I was like, that doesn't even count. Okay? If Jordan isn't there, you know, it just kind of rings hollow. And that's the fun of it.
I guess this stadium in Vegas is happening. The A's have broken ground.
Well, they say that's kind of maybe a little bit of a show.
Oh, okay. Because they've got like a plaque up, future home plate this right here.
Yeah, they're kind of saying that maybe this was a little bit of a show.
I mean, based on the pictures, I believe it. Because it does, like, they've got actual what looks like a workforce out there. Like, they're going to do something, but it doesn't look like anything's actually being done.
I hope you're right, but there are people in baseball that are kind of thinking this is far from being real.
I can buy that. I think it's cool. We'll believe it when we see it kind of thing here.
I believe it.
They had a whole ceremony for it. Yeah. The capacity is supposed to be 14,000. The club, we know, currently...
Wait, 14,000 for the stadium?
Their current ballpark, is at 14,000. So what they're going to do... That's where they're playing now. So in Vegas, it should be up to 33,000.
Okay.
Is what they're hopefully. I mean, we'll see once this thing gets built.
Okay.
They're looking at opening day 2028 for it to be done. Oh. So, I mean, hopefully for the A's, man.
It's going to be outdoor or indoor?
I think it's going to have a roof on it.
There's no way.
It's going to be hotter than hell.
Yeah, there's no way in Vegas, they would play that thing
outdoors. I'm pretty sure it's going to be retractable.
Bad question.
It's not a bad question, but man, I mean, like, God, I was thinking, there's no way, huh?
Well, I was just thinking, if you go to Vegas and you have a chance on the Strip to go see a game, that's an easy bucket list, unless it is outdoors.
I kind of want to go see a hockey game there if the Stars
incredible.
The Stars get back over, I'd love to go
Highly
do that.
Recommend it. Their entire
you
production.
You saw that?
A few years ago, I went with some buddies. We did a Stars at VGK game.
Oh, wow.
And it was badass.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they do a whole show for it's awesome.
I'd love to do that.
I mean, T-Mobile is fantastic. I mean, Lucius and I got to go watch the Spence fight there. which really was the Bud Crawford fight. But yeah, T-Mobile's badass.
The crazy thing about Vegas, though, is with these big events happening on the Strip now, is it's becoming almost impossible to get anywhere in less than 30 minutes. Hail a cab, you might as well walk. Yeah. You know, and on these big event weekends, it is absolute gridlock through there.
We were fortunate we had that ride that we were.
They need to do more of the monorail. Let's get stuff whipping and, you know, get mass transit going. I should be able to, like, just jump on something and cruise down the Strip and have a little bit better congruency happening there. But whatever the case, that's good for them. I was not sure when we were there last year if it was actually going to happen. A year and a half ago for the Super Bowl.
The locals did not seem like they wanted
it. Remember the drivers were kind of telling us, like, that's supposed to be the site, but don't count on it.
It's a disaster. They don't trust local government to do what's in the best interest of the citizens. They're just trying to do the big deals to bring new properties there without much of a consideration for how much more crowded it's going to make it. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. Man, I was just reviewing who Houston has lost in the 3 years since their last championship, or 2.5 years really since their last championship in 2022, Correa, Greinke, Verlander, Bregman, Abreu, Michael Brantley, Kyle Tucker, Ryan Pressly, you know, and it really is unbelievable. But now, I mean, Jeremy Pena, Jose Altuve, Jordan Alvarez, that's definitely enough for a heart of a lineup if you have role players everywhere else to absolutely start to run away with this division. Like that line that we've been running out there for the last 9 months of AL West baseball, nobody's running away from it. No, they are now.
They are now.
Yeah, yeah. They've started. They're not losing.
Alrighty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. When we come back, how about a Cowboys fantasy preview? You know, I don't play fantasy myself, but
I don't either.
How are the gurus looking at our roster here on the Cowboys from the perspective of raw production?
Yes.
And we'll do that and more coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation, The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Both Fred and Blake in now. The Fan After Dark is coming up from 7 to 11 tonight here on a Thirsty Thursday. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. That's the Frankels. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys here in Dallas. Couple of baseball notes to pass on. Clayton Kershaw,
pitching
DFW
well.
Guy, he had 5 strikeouts Yeah. Either was it a day game?
Yeah.
I just saw it on the headlines. It sets up a run where he can get to 3,000 there at Chavez Ravine in his next home start.
They beat the Rockies. They were in Colorado today.
Got that 3-1 dub. He's 4-0 since he's come back.
I think Ohtani hit another home or something.
Kershaw can still do it. You know, he just doesn't stay healthy. You know, what are you going to get, 12 to 15 starts a year? And then Barry Bonds is going to get a statue at the ballpark in San Francisco, according to a source. So that could be a lot of fun.
Hey, here's good news. Twins are up 10-0 on the Mariners right now.
Tear them up.
So. Yeah, but I think the Astros, if you care, I think the Astros beat the Phillies 1-0 today.
2-1.
2-1?
2-1 was the final.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, Cowboys fantasy preview is what I teased. And then we'll see if we can get some Cooper Flag talk in here before we throw it over to the Fan After Dark. This is from NBC Sports. Some interesting Cowboys talking points are inside this. Now, I don't play fantasy football, haven't for at least 15 years, maybe longer. I love the daily fantasy sports because that's more like just raw gambling. Mm-hmm. And it puts more interest into each and every game that's on the red zone. So I am into that. I'd be up for it, you know, if we had like a station fantasy football league or something like that. I think I could be talked into it.
I think Carter's the commissioner of the thing.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, Carter's really bleeped the league up a little bit. We might need a new commissioner this year.
You always need a good commish.
Is there a chance he might be voted out?
Oh, you could probably vote him out. I'm sure we could.
Who would take over? In Will Chambers? Wasn't he acting commissioner one time?
Chambers is good at that kind of stuff, I'm sure.
Will could be good. I mean, Will's not here anymore, but he could be honorary.
Okay. Oh, I know
not here. Like he's alive. It's not like he's.
Yeah,
he's,
he could still be the commissioner. Right?
I think we could. Yeah, we could make him the commissioner.
Figure something out.
Don't let Bobby do it. Bobby would be.
Absolutely not. I'd rather Sean do it than Bobby.
Sean?
Bobby doesn't have his stuff together. He's got a lot of great ideas, but doesn't have his stuff
he's
together
got too
enough.
Too much going on.
Too much going on. Yeah. Okay. Well,
Sean, I'm not.
Eh, I got it.
No trades.
It.
No trade.
I mean, I think most fans of the Cowboys would like to draft Cowboys players if it makes sense. So I think this might just be your first primer, but it's more than that. I think these fantasy people are great at projecting statistical production. Yeah. So what's that?
Yeah, no, you're right.
The first interesting thing to look at is, you know, Dak Prescott. What kind of a season do you expect from him? Last year, dropbacks per game, 44. We know the 35 rule for most quarterbacks. You have over 35 attempts.
We've always said that about Dak. A great day for him is what? 23 for 28 for 262 and a couple of touchdowns?
If you could draw it up.
That's usually a win right there for the Cowboys.
It doesn't help when you're down 21-0 before you can blink.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to talk about with you guys. Like, their rushing attempts per game last year, 25. So you're close to 2-1. That's definitely not good enough. I think the right number is below 52% for passing plays. And I know you're going to say, well, you're down. I would like to get your thoughts on this. In order to win, your running game has to be so good, I think, with the Cowboys, that even when you are down three scores, you're still looking at it like, if they go light box, We're gonna try to run for a first down here, and maybe we try to get to the sideline if time. But otherwise, we're just gonna run it up to the. But I what's happening with the Cowboys, Wolchuk, is and why we haven't seen the comebacks. I think since 2021, 2022, is they know you can't run, and dropping 7 or 8, it's over. We're not gonna John Elway this thing. We're not gonna Joe Montana this thing. Figuring out how to get 25-yard chunk plays with them dropping into coverage like that. I mean, I remember the 2016 Cowboys multiple times. You're in the fourth quarter. You need a score. We're handing it off to Zeke because the defense is so obsessed with this don't give up the chunk play. They actually give up chunk plays in the ground game.
Sure. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what the line is. Is it 21 points in the fourth quarter where you absolutely can't run? But I think up until that point, I'm absolutely running.
I think Dallas's goal every game should be to try and have 17 points in the first half.
Yeah. And how do you get there?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. That's going to be the recipe for them because I think you're going to have to average somewhere between 24 and 26 points a game.
It's just
with the way your defense
is so different once you get the lead. Just how your defense is going to end up playing. Right?
If you want to win, I think you need at least 26. Secondary.
Yeah, Dallas needs to have some type of a first half goal. Dallas' first half goal does not need to be like all of a sudden. Oh well. Here's another game where they scored just 3. Oh, it's two field goals. They got 6. Dallas needs to they need to find a way for these things to be between 14 and 17 in the half. They got to find a way to play better first half football.
Their slow starts have been bad, you know, and I think that was for a lot of the Mike McCarthy era.
Yeah.
You got to play with a lead. You know, and if you don't, I don't think
you have to use your pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use your pass rush. And the only way you use your pass rush, if you make teams chase points with you.
Well, and you pointed out that, you know, they didn't do much at defensive tackle, but it's a team-wide issue with stopping the run.
They need to be better overall for sure.
So I don't think that one off season trying to transition to a defense that can stop the run better as Eberflus wants to is realistic, considering they didn't turn over much of the personnel. I think they need to find defensive backs, defensive ends, linebackers that are all good at that. I don't think you can scheme into that or, you know, sign $7 million worth of two linebackers and fix that. Next interesting talking point, though, where would you draft in a fantasy draft Dak Prescott? Limited to 12 or fewer starts for the third time in 5 years last year. So three of the last five, he has not started 12 games. Would you take Dak at all? I mean, it might pay off big time. Dude, he might throw 40 touchdowns.
I think you need to absolutely consider Dak because he does have a legitimate number two. I mean, and I'd say a number two that might be a number one when it's all said and done. You know, I think you're going to see Ferguson on the rise. I think you're going to see Pickens. My hope is for the coach and the coordinator. Please don't not use all these guys that you have now. That's what if we get to this point where, and they're going to need to run the ball. You're absolutely right about that. But Dak's not had a guy like Pickens to throw the ball to, I don't think.
No.
It depends kind of on the scoring of your league. I mean, the running quarterbacks, those guys are going to add value to you. So Dak's not going to go ahead of guys like Josh Allen, Lamar, Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts.
See, that's where I don't know the
Kyler.
I don't know the fantasy game.
Yeah, I mean, those
I would just say
you get added value with the rushing statistics. But, I mean, like Dak, if you wait on a quarterback, you could end in your somebody that's like, I'm going to stack the rest of my team and I'll wait until the last round or, you know, hey, before you take your kicker in your defense. Yeah, you could probably land Dak there and you might end up stealing one.
Yeah. Yeah. Next talking point here, CeeDee Lamb, not only in consideration for, you know, top three wide receiver in fantasy land, but considered a guy to take as a fantasy top five overall player. Well, Chuck, would you consider that?
CeeDee?
Yeah. Top five overall. Yeah. I think he might get involved in the run game, too.
He's got the opportunity, no question. I mean, he's been the one consistent Cowboys fantasy player over the last couple of years. And the question is, does the target share come down because of George Pickens? That would be my only hesitancy.
A fantasy question is Hurts the best fantasy quarterback because of the tush-push stuff, because he scores rushing touchdowns?
No, it's been...
is it Jackson?
Lamar. It's been Lamar and Josh Allen. Have been the two tops. Hurts was really good too, but Lamar,
you get the points right for the tush push touchdown.
You get the points yards. For the touchdown, yeah.
But you just you get basically a point a yard, right?
Yes,
or a point every 10 yards.
You get the points. So like I do 6 points for a touchdown, so you'll get the 6 points.
But for rushing yards, like on a tush push,
you won't get anything.
No, I was just thinking about the touchdowns. That's what I was trying to get.
Yeah, Hurts helps you in that regard, sure. But he's been behind Allen and Jackson.
Okay.
And then it's Jaden Daniels. Jalen Hurts is number four on the list that I'm seeing. Jalen Hurts number four after Jaden Daniels. And then number five is
Jaden Daniels.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I had Daniels last year. He's pretty damn nice.
Okay, next talking point. We're working off at NBC Sports
Fantasy Football.
You go to George Pickens. Where are you taking him? Three touchdowns last year, two 100-yard games, some of the worst quarterback play, some of the worst offensive scheme. He only had 7 catches after Thanksgiving, though.
I think you have to be careful because we don't know what this offensive coordinator is going to do. That's the only thing I'm worried about. I am not sure what this scheme really is going to be.
Yeah, you're probably looking somewhere between rounds 5 and 7, I'd guess, for George Pickens, because you're probably looking at him as a wide receiver, too. That's what he's going to be on a fantasy team. Like your wide receiver ones, you're going to be like CD and Jefferson and Jamar Chase and, you know, the AJ Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, those guys. And then your second tier is where you'll start talking about, you know, Devontae Smith and George Pickens. Those will be Jalen Waddle, right? Yeah. Tet McMillan maybe. But you're hoping George Pickens can be your wide receiver too, in which case maybe round 5 is where I'd look at him.
All right. Getting some good feedback here on text. You don't draft Dak in your top 7 picks in fantasy, no matter where you're picking. Diminishing returns every year.
Oh.
214, I'd draft him in the 9th round of a 12-man draft. I think they have a chance to be
a
top
5.
No, Pickens? That's Dak.
Oh, Dak. Okay.
The risk is just too big because of injury, but I think if you take Dak in the 9th or 10th round, you could end up, you know, having an absolute steal there. On the running back, some good content in here. Journeyman veteran Sanders, probably more explosive than option than Williams. But where Javonte at least does the little things right, Sanders' career staple has been getting them wrong. I didn't know that. I guess he's got more juice, but he does a lot of little things wrong. Huh. Says that means it's hard to see him being featured on more important downs, especially inside the 20.
Well, there's going to be, I believe, a lot of these rookie running backs that were drafted, that we went through all these running backs that went to various teams and stuff.
Yeah.
Watch them in fantasy football.
You're going to have Genty's going to be high.
Yeah.
Marion Hampton's got a good shot. Yeah. RJ Harvey from the Broncos, I think, has an excellent chance to have a really good year. Caleb Johnson with the Steelers as well. I'd take all those guys before I took a Cowboys runner.
It might
be Jaden Blue. You draft late and stash him on your bench and hope that he ends up emerging as a big play guy, but I'm not taking any Cowboys running back.
There are so many running backs that I would take before.
Yeah.
I mean, all these rookie running backs are going to get burned, I think.
With you.
Be really interesting to see where Jake Ferguson goes, because I think chances are he has a huge bounce back here. I think last year bothered him. He seems more humble. Mm-hmm. I think he's probably going to have his best off season.
Concussed in the knee were probably.
Yeah, playing through those injuries is tough. Yeah. All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan After Dark, going to be in studio here coming up in just a few minutes. I'm going to go all in that I don't think he's going to be an elite creator with Cooper Flagg. I think he's going to be an elite scorer, and I think he is going to, you know, do that next year, because I'm going all in on his shooting. Last 18 games of the year, shot 45% from three. If he shoots like that, then you can play him off the ball. You can let him defend. You can let him not wear himself out handling the ball. But the way this team sets up next year, if they don't make a significant addition and a trade here, you're looking at really like bench players or G League players to be your point guard. So maybe he's going to get the opportunity to prove me wrong in year one. That's one of the interesting things. Like, what position is Cooper Flagg going to play? How much will he play? And if it hits, then I do believe you get Kyrie Irving back next year, and they're going to be heading for in the playoffs for sure, and maybe even championship time. The other big story of the day was Jacob DeGrom's no-hit bid last night on his way to reclaiming his Cy Young quality. I mean, this is one of the best comeback stories I think we've seen. At 37, to get all the way back, and now his numbers are microscopic, a 2.08 ERA. If he is lights out next week and then the following week before the All-Star break, he might have a sub-2 ERA and a whip approaching 0.8 by the time we get to the All-Star break. No doubt about it, he'd be in the All-Star game. It's a no-brainer. That's just a one-inning type of situation usually for pitchers, so I don't think there's any concern there. The concern for DeGrom, though, is as he approaches 100 innings, how much do you want to bank for a playoff run, and how much do you need to make sure that you're good enough for the playoffs? Tomorrow we'll get an update on Nathan Eovaldi, update on Tyler Mahle and John Gray. They have to get healthy and stay healthy at pitching and get some runs going. Otherwise, we're going to be in September talking about you can't give DeGrom any time off, because you need every one of his stars to try to nail down a playoff spot. Did you believe Nico when he said Jason Kidd's going to be back next year?
Yeah, I think that he will be. I think he will be back next year. I mean, thank you to Tim Cato for asking that question.
Yeah.
I still do think there's a little bit of toxicity going on. But
I think there's a lot of toxicity going on there.
Yeah.
I mean, how could there not be? After everybody, there's so many friends that are involved. And Casey Smith, the most respected man of the organization, 2 years ago started it.
The fact that Kidd was even considering the Knicks job, that he was trying to talk himself into it, you know, that he knows the situation with Nico. And I think Nico, when all that was going down, Nico never came out and said anything about or tried to just cut it off right there. It's like, no, Kid's not going anywhere. You know, Jason, come on. We're not doing this. You know, it just kind of festered. It went on and on and on. You know, I think Nico was kind of hopeful that maybe Jason would try and take that job.
I mean, he's made the organization a lot better in several ways. I mean, just remember the last time they were in that West Final, it was Reggie Bullock and Dorian Finney-Smith and Kleba and Dwight Powell. And the Mavs had a lot of dysfunctional things. It wasn't just that part of, they couldn't build a winning team around Luka Doncic until he got here. Mm-hmm. You know, so I hope, I'll keep my fingers crossed that this uncomfortable feeling is Nico is kind of taking credit for fortune favors the bold last night, that even though he might be the most annoying GM in the history of DFW sports, maybe this is the growing pains that we need, and we just got to put up with, you know, a guy who appeared last night to be a little bit adversarial. I don't know if combative is the right word, but it's clear, you know, he's taking this personal and still thinks that he's right. And I don't want to rule out that he is, because of, you know, the business department with the Mavs, that was a dumpster fire. I had to bring in Sint Marshall. Yeah. Like, remember the Vegas Bob stuff? And the Donnie Nelson stuff. I mean, it was really, really bad. And he has cleaned up a ton of stuff.
McMahon's book is all very good about that.
Really, I can't wait to read it.
Yeah.
Really okay. Good. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We'll across with The Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking for you next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. It's time now to see what The Fan After Dark has cooking here for you. Coming up from 7 to 11, Fred, Blake. Been a while. How you been?
Feeling good. Feeling good. You might want to turn that on.
Hit cooking like Nico.
The fortune favors the bold. Favorite quote.
I love it.
I love how Nico went from, I'm going to be empathetic and, you know, try to get the fans back on my side, to, hey, draft night, we got Cooper Flagg. I'm the villain.
What?
You guys have been missing it.
And told you Luka was fat. You guys saw the playoffs.
That's the wildest thing since Skip Bayless took credit for making LeBron clutch.
Yeah. I love it.
That's wild.
You know, he just said the quiet part out loud when he said the fortune favors the bold.
Yeah, that's what he's thinking. You know?
No. He's letting the world know. We
we made a deal.
The NBA coerced us into... Yeah. Trading Luka to the Lakers.
Because what did he say two seconds later?
He said the quiet part out loud.
He said some things happened, or some fell away.
And
like,
plus, he had that, you know, that Cheshire cat grin on the whole time. I'm telling you right now, Nico.
He's like, what are you going to do about it now? It's happened.
Done. Hey, by the way, NBA's happy. They just sold, you know, Lakers sell for $10 billion. What do you guys want from
Yeah. How much more money? What's Nico's cut on that? Because they sell for $2 billion more than they were valued at just six months ago.
Come on. And I've asked this. We've talked about this on our show. What was that Laker team like from the Kobe era when he retired to LeBron?
Not very good.
It was terrible. And see, the NBA is not like the NFL, where you can get by with having your, you know, your major cities have crappy franchises, right? Because we're going to watch the NFL regardless.
Okay?
The Lakers have to be good. Because the Knicks have been a dumpster fire. The Clippers are still the Clippers, all right? You have to have one of your major teams be good. You have to have the Lakers be good. You can't afford that. LeBron's on his last leg. Let's give you Luka. We'll give Cooper back to the Dallas Mavs.
Let's go. You literally just signed a $700 billion TV deal over 11 years, and your ratings are tanking.
Yeah. That.
And your plans to do the CBA 8 years ago are really starting to mature. Now you don't have any year-to-year storylines.
Nope.
There is no dynasty. There's nobody that's got the image of I'm bigger than the game, I can dominate.
Right.
Because, you know, you can't keep Jordan's Bulls around him anymore. No. As soon as you're good, you have like the next year where maybe you have your team together.
That's weed.
And then it's a full-blown rebuild.
Just you guys going back and forth is all I need.
I'm telling you.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. was on with Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
He had a great, like, two-minute monologue on all the conspiracies. Although the Achilles and the number zero.
I don't believe
the Pau Gasol trade. 17 years later, here's the Luka trade.
Yeah.
Oh, Derrick Rose, the hometown kid. Magically, the Bulls end
up
winning this. Oh, they lose LeBron. Here's the number one pick. Go ahead and go get you Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Come on, man.
There's a lot to it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is entertainment at the end of the day.
We all know the end. I mean, this has been going back since 84. I mean, this is the frozen envelope when Ewing went to the Knicks. I mean, this is what the NBA does. Like, why are we? I mean, the number of folks that are still pissed off at Nico, I just, and again, I said it last night on the air. I get it. There's the emotional tie, but it's time to let bygones be bygones. You've got Cooper Flagg.
But you really can't, because
I would just rather have Cooper Flagg in a new GM.
Because we're hearing behind the scenes.
Just remove him.
We're hearing behind the scenes that, like, nobody wants to work with this guy, right? Maybe Jason Kidd wants to go to New York. All the assistants that can leave did leave. You know, I think if he's got all the answers,
he's a snarky little dude.
Like, Dirk's out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dirk is out.
He did a little thing for the Mavericks yesterday.
People are reading into that, though. He didn't say the Mavericks. He said Dallas. He didn't mention the front office.
Who's got time
office for
all this?
People
are
reading in between the lines.
Breaking down Dirk Nowitzki 30-second video clips.
That stuff matters.
Dirk matters.
No, and I understand.
We have to read in between the lines right now.
Do we?
I mean, if we're going to read into the conspiracy,
you're kind of trying to do that. Yeah, with the conspiracy.
I've laid mine out. No, I've got facts, boys. I'm pointing things out to you guys.
Here's the toughest
saying.
Fact. As you get rid of Luka because he's injury prone, you bring in Anthony Davis, and you're like emotionally tied. You know, if you're one of the greatest players of the game in the NBA in 2015, Nico loves you.
Okay. I got a question for y'all. We made the comparison trying to make the Luka trade NFL comparison. We said if you were the Bengals and you traded Joe Burrow for Cam Ward and Devontae Adams, would you be happy if you're the Bengals?
No, we said Arch.
Arch. You move off Joe and you get Arch and Devontae Adams being AD and Cooper Flagg. Is that a fine comparison? And would you do that if you were a Bengals fan?
Well, don't we need to find like the old aging quarterback that's getting hurt?
Well, we're doing Devontae Adams as far as a good player, starting to fall off, but still a very talented player at his position.
Kind of feels more like Dak, maybe. Maybe you traded for Dak and a
like
pick.
Dak and
CD. Or Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Or who's Dak and
no,
George Pickens?
I think Joe
just
Burrow.
Just a guy who made it to the finals but didn't win, but is ultimately talented.
Yeah, you know, I think in the NFL with Joe Burrow, you're specifically looking at one of very few guys. He might be the best at making something out of nothing in the NFL today.
You know, that's Luka?
Yeah, I think it's a decent comp, though. Burrow and Luka as players.
Those are NFL
kind of one dimensional. But I just think in basketball, there is a lot of momentum going towards, if you're going to be that supermax guy, you better be a two-way player.
Got to be.
You know, so like the decision to trade Luka, I was never a huge Luka fan. It was hard to root for him because he played slow and boring, and he always had that look on his face.
Yeah. Boring?
So, yeah.
Whoa,
yeah,
boring, whoa, boring. Whoa, whoa.
Yeah,
whoa,
slow it down.
I can hear you on the defensive and not like, but boring is a little crazy. Boring, I mean, as far as like to your eyeballs, or
I guess the 30% of step back threes that he made were exciting.
Okay.
Ooh. You know, some of his passes were exciting.
It was
man
here.
I love Gavin. I'm a completely disagree as far as boring. Maybe.
I mean, because your heart was in it. You want the Mavs to win. That was fun.
I think that's
a boring static style.
I think unbiasedly, Luka is one of the most fun players in NBA history. Just watching his game, whether you like basketball, you're a Mavs fan.
Some of the passes he's able to make.
Sports radio, or if you're just a girl going to the game. I think Luka and Kyrie are two of the most fun players to watch, whether you know what's going on the court or not. Now, we can nitpick his defense, his effort, complaining to the refs. I agree on all of that. But to say boring, I think is a little outlandish.
Yeah, I like team ball. What can I say? I don't like ball hogs. Complain to the refs constantly. Don't play any defense.
I hear.
Yeah, I've totally let go of the Luka thing. I'm just worried that Nico can't be trusted because he's loyal to AD. I think
that's the biggest
obstacle.
Kind of worried about his coaching staff, like you alluded to.
See, this is funny. Y'all are both fine with moving on Luka and like Flagg, but you don't believe in Nico. Gavin. Fred does believe in Nico.
I am. You know what? The hell with it. Why not? What else you got?
Well,
you know? Yeah. I mean, what's it, what else are you going to do, right? Well, and I'm here for the villain role, too. I mean, let's call it what it is. Right. I love a good
the drama. You like chaos.
Do I? That's what our show is.
Speaking of the show, what's coming up tonight?
Glad you asked. Let's see. We've got a heavy, heavy guest load tonight. We've got, name the two Mavs guests we got coming on.
So at 8 p.m. to talk all things Cooper Flagg and the Mavs, Nick Angstadt from Locked On Mavs. At 8:40 from the Smoking Cuban, we've got Noah Weber. And then you've got a guest as well.
Karen Brooks Harper, lead political writer for the Dallas Morning News, talking what's the next step for Senate Bill 3 as we push on.
Sounds here great.
That's right. The Oski Woski, it's back, baby. It's back in the state of Texas.
This is going to be fun. Fan After Dark coming up 7 to 11. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh. Just went 5 flawless once again. Okay, take a moment to appreciate that. You got Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Salute to you. For Woolchuck and Broadus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the nation. At ease.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.